Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed.
Yes, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Good morning, family, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am so excited that you joined me today. I am here to serve you. I am here to motivate you and empower you into your God-given purpose, your assignment, that unique assignment right here on earth. So welcome, welcome, and welcome. And today, family, today is another small business spotlight where we feature, interview, and give shout outs to small business and small business owners. And today's shout out goes to Valerie Harrison. Yay, Valerie! Yay, 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 you go, girl. Valerie, she was our featured entrepreneur yesterday on the My Entrepreneur Speaks and Shopping Session in the Tears to Breakthrough virtual conference group. That's a private group for ladies only, even though we have some men who choose to join us, and that's okay. That's okay. They're welcome as well, but it's predominantly women. And so she was our featured entrepreneur, and let me just tell you, she is such a blessing. I was so blessed by that interview. And, you know, Val runs several businesses. She is the, I'm going to tell you a few of the businesses that she runs. She is a powerhouse. You know, she runs businesses like the Body Boutique, and she also has the Restore Apparel label. That is amazing. She is the director of the beautiful Pavarotti fashion accessory jewelry. Many of us are wearing it. It's so popular. And so I am just sending you a shout out this morning, Val. And if you missed it, if any of you missed that interview, go to the Tears to Breakthrough virtual conference Facebook page and check it out. You will be blessed. And Valerie's, I like to call her Val. I'm going to call you Val. Val's contact info is, if you want to follow her on social media, just go to Changed Val, and that's on social media. And her business phone number is area code 215-459-1018. That's area code 215-549-1018. Thanks so much, Val, for being our featured entrepreneur. God bless you and your businesses. All right. So excited. I love supporting women in business because, you know, we have to do it. We have to support each other. You know, I am my sister's keeper, and iron sharpens iron. And so, ladies, we don't have to hate on each other. We can choose to celebrate each other. We absolutely can. And, you know, you have to network and fellowship and just, you know, show up for your sister sometimes. You know, it's not always all about you. When you make it all about you, then you find yourself alone. And so I just want you to, you know, today, find a sister and support her, even if it's just giving her a compliment. Let her know that you support her. Let her know that you love her, and just give her a compliment. Because sometimes we find that that's a difficult thing to do as women. Amen. Amen. And so, you know, I want to open up the discussion today with our topic, which is when life happens, then what? And that is my question for you today. When life happens, then what? What do you do? I mean, life happens to all of us, and all of us go through setbacks in life, but it is important to know that when you do, you can come out on the other side. You might be a little bruised, you might have some wounds, but you can come out on the other side. You can make it through those things that are happening, all of those happenings in your life that are going on in your life. You can make it through the struggle. I'm here to encourage you in that today. And so, you know that you're not alone. You know, Scripture tells us that, you know, God promises us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And so while you might feel lonely and alone, know that you are not alone and God has not forgotten about you. And so what is happening in your life right now? That is the question. What's happening in your life right now that is causing you pain, that is causing you to not move forward in your dreams and your aspirations? What is happening right now that's holding you back from living out your God-given purpose? You know, family, you can change your happenings to happier times by simply tapping into your purpose, your assignment on this earth, that one that God has placed on the inside of you. We all have one. What is your passion? What are your dreams? What are your goals? You know, and I know that life happens and life happens to all of us, and so sometimes those dreams and those goals get buried. They get buried. We put them, we toss them to the side because we're so focused on those other things that are happening in our life, right? But I want to encourage you today to understand that life is going to happen. And so don't let your happening stop you from moving forward in your goals and in your dreams, right? Things are going to happen. Things are going to happen. That's called life. Right, and I know that some of us struggle in life more than others. I know that. I know many of you know my story. I've been through it. Let me tell you, if you've read my book, Tears in a Bottle, you know I've been through it. But I learned that even though those things have happened to me in my life, they do not define me. So, yes, some things have happened, but define me. And so I want to encourage you today to not allow your happenings to define you. God has already defined you. He has already named you. He has created you and named you. He calls you fearfully and wonderfully made. He calls you into purpose. He's calling you into allowing your pain go from pain to purpose, right? So don't allow your happenings to stop you. Don't allow your happenings to be your excuse for not moving forward. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. If any of you would like to call in to the station and call in and chime in, I like to say, you can do that on our guest call-in number at area code 347-237-5083. That's area code 347-237-5083. And right now, we're going to go into our praise and worship mode. We're going to set the atmosphere. So no matter what is happening, I want you to just take a deep breath and breathe in all the blessings of God, all the promises of God, which are yes and amen for you. So breathe them in and breathe out all the negativity. Breathe out anything that's setting you back. Breathe out anything that is that does not line up with God's purpose for your life. Breathe it out. Let it go. And here we go. Join me this morning in praise and worship. Take a deep breath. And here we go. Breathe.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the every I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell them together. And I have you there, Lord? Come on, sing it again. And I'm desperate for you.
I'm desperate for you.
I need you, Lord. Every hour I want you, Jesus. Yes, I do. Hey.
And I love
tell him again. I'm lost without you. Nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He,
it's the air.
Oh, come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, sing it.
Yes, this is the air I breathe. Just breathe it in. I'm desperate for you, Lord God. How many of you are desperate for him? Desperate for him. I know I'm desperate for him. We can be desperate for a lot of things. We can be desperate for people, but you need to be desperate for the presence of God. You need to be desperate to feel his presence. God is so awesome. He is so amazing. He is such a good, good father, and I just love him today. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you just got to take some time and just get quiet before your heavenly father and just breathe. Amen. Just breathe. And so, family, today we are talking about, you know, what is it that we do when life happens? You know, when life happens, what do you do? What do you do? What's happening in your life right now that's causing you to not move forward in the things of God? What's causing you to not move forward in your dreams and your aspirations and those things that you've always wanted to do? What's causing you to fall and not to get back up again? What is it? I'm here to tell you today that whatever is happening, you know, that's the thing about being happy. You know, most people, if you ask them, you know, what would you like? What is it that you want? They say, I just want to be happy. But happy is temporal. It's temporary because happiness is based on what's happening in our life. And so as long as everything is happening the way we want it to happen, then we will call ourselves happy. But God is calling us to a deeper level, amen. He's calling us to another level beyond just being happy. He wants us to have that joy, that unspeakable joy, that joy that only God can give us. And so we know that life happens to all of us, and all of us go through setbacks in life. You know, but it's so important to know that when you do, you can come out on the other side, even in the midst of those things that are happening. And so, family, you can change your life. You can change those happenings. You can be in a happier place when you tap into that joy, that unspeakable joy, that joy and that peace that only God can give you, a God kind of peace. A God kind of peace. I minister to women who are starting over in life. They're starting over due to hardship. They're starting over due to, you know, they might have been gone through a divorce and or they might have been in an abusive marriage or relationship, and they find themselves in a place where they have to start all over again. You know, it could be somebody who might have been on a job for 20 years, the same job, and got laid off, and now this is happening to you, and you're finding yourself in a place where you have to start all over again. Where do you start, you might ask? Where do I start? Where do I go? What do I do? But I'm here to tell you that God's got your back. He's got your back. He's aware of everything you're going through. He has not forgotten you, even in the midst of the struggle, even in the midst of all the happenings that are going on all around you. Amen. God still has a purpose and a plan for you, even if you've lost your job. You know, I'm talking to so many women who have lost their jobs, and they're trying to find their way back into the workplace. They're trying to find their way. They're trying to increase their finances. And, you know, and that's why I started our our entrepreneurial speak and shopping session, so that you can be encouraged, so that you can be inspired by women who are in business. Some in business part-time, some in business full-time, but they are in business. They're doing what they have to do to come up in life, right? And that's what we have to do. We have to do whatever we have to do, as long as it's legal, as long as it's not something that's going to cause you to sin. You know, I'm not saying do anything, but anything that will glorify God and will increase your income. Right, God is calling us as women to the marketplace. He absolutely is. And so, you know, I have always had a fascination with women in business, even as a child. That was something that has always attracted me. And so if any of you are starting over, if any of you are looking for a job or wanting to start a new career, consider tapping into that entrepreneurial spirit that's on the inside of you, you know, and start a business. It could be a small business, could be a business on the side. You never know, it might lead to something bigger. I mean, I know women who started out small, but they're doing amazing things. They're doing big things now. And God is no respecter of persons. He will do the same for you, but you have to make that effort and take that first step. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So even though you don't see it right now, doesn't mean that God's not working things out for you, right? And so I want to encourage you today to become a powerful and positive example for your children. You know, we're called to leave an inheritance to our children and to our children's children. And I know sometimes that's hard when you have that setback, when you've gotten to the place where you've been on the job for a long time and now you're laid off. You don't have any retirement saved. You're close to that age, or maybe, you know, you were a homemaker and your husband left you. I've seen that. You know, you have to start all over again. Or you might have been in a marriage that worked for a long time and now it's not working and you find yourself in a lot of debt. Women, There are things that we can do. We have so much creativity on the inside of us. And what I want to do is encourage you today. And men, if you're listening, I want to encourage you too. My primary ministry is to women, so a lot of times you'll find me speaking to women, but men, I don't want to leave you out, okay, because God has a plan and a purpose for you as well, right? He absolutely does, and just because it's been delayed does not mean that it has been denied. Absolutely not. God is no respecter of persons. And so I want to talk about some of the women in the Bible who they're examples of women that were in leadership, women that were in business, and they were powerhouses in the Bible. And so I want to start with Lydia. Lydia in Acts 16:14 through 15. And Lydia was a well-known businesswoman who dyed, that means she colored and sold purple cloth, you know. Now, some of her clients were kind of, you know, risque for that day and probably for this day as well. But what attracted me to her story is the fact that she had a high-end target market. Her business had to provide a consistent, high-quality product to meet the standards and needs of a wealthy clientele. So she had business savviness, you know. She was on point. She also had employees, which means her company provided jobs for people in her community. Lydia was an entrepreneur who probably would have had a corporation structure. These qualities and skills that included organization, management, and growth, employee training and development, and strong target market skills. And how many of you out there have those same skills? I believe that many of you have those same skills because, again, God is no respecter of persons. And then there was Deborah. Deborah was a judge. Judges 4:5. Deborah was the first woman to be a judge over a nation. And then, you know, there was Phoebe in Romans 16:1-2. Phoebe was in ministry and she worked closely with the Apostle Paul. You know, and you know, you were created. I just want to encourage you today that you were created by God on purpose, for a purpose. And despite what you have been told by others, and despite what you may be telling yourself, that negative self-talk, you have a purpose on this earth. You have a personal assignment that God has given you, one that's unique to only you. And God wants to use you. And I thank God that a dream delayed is not a dream denied. Some of you think that you're being denied right now. You think that you're being left behind. But I'm here to tell you that is not the case. And yes, you have had some setbacks. But it is time for you to get back on track. It is time for you to get back in your purpose. Your purpose. That's right. You have a purpose. You were born on purpose for a purpose. Your purpose is the why. Why of your life. It's the why you are here. We are all here for a reason. The vision. God gives all of us vision. Scripture says that without vision, we perish. And so we all have vision. Right? Write the vision. Make it plain. The vision is the what of your life. And so, you know, family, it starts with your thought patterns. What are you thinking about yourself? You know, you often will hear me say that your thoughts and words have power because it's true, and I firmly believe that, and Scripture tells us that. So we need to be careful with the things we think about because those thoughts become words. Our words become action. And so the happenings, whatever is happening in your life right now, those happenings. Happiness is based on what's happening, but joy is based on what you believe. What is it that you believe? What is your faith telling you? Faith without works is dead, and so there's some works that has to be done. I want you to hold that thought while I go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about this further, okay? So let's go to a commercial break, but I want you to think about that. What are you thinking about yourself? What are you speaking about yourself? Here we go, commercial break.
Hey, Flynn, what are you doing? I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause. This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.
Yes, family, I am back, and that was commercial break. My organization with my granddaughter Layla, Layla Simone Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Definitely support us. Everything we do leads back to the cause. So any books we sell, our books, our apparel line, you know, whatever we do for the cause, right? So, you know, we're called to be a blessing. You know, when God blesses us, he blesses us to be a blessing to someone else. So it's just not all about us. So definitely support us when you can. I mean, the good thing about supporting us is you're supporting us by doing what we do anyway, which is shop. We all shop, right? Okay, so we're back, and we're talking about those things that are happening in your life, happenings. Happiness is based on what's happening. Many people will say, if you say, what do you want? They say, I just want to be happy. How many of you have said that? I just want to be happy. But how do you get there? How do you get to that place of happiness? Because trust me, when you get there, something's going to happen that's going to make you feel not happy. Happiness is based on happenings. And so we have to get past that only wanting to just be happy. God wants to take us higher, right? He wants us to have a God kind of peace while we're here on this earth. He wants us to have unspeakable joy, right? And so, again, we know that happiness depends on our happenings, you know, whatever is happening in our life. And I want to encourage you to substitute happiness for joy, because we know that happiness is temporal. It's temporary. It's temporary, and that's just keeping it real. You know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And so what is happening in your life? What is it? That's holding you back? I want to encourage you to allow God to help you. He wants to help you with all of those things that are happening in your life. Psalm 30, 5 through 7, it says, and it's a very familiar scripture, but many times we don't read the entire scripture. Excuse me. And so it says, for his anger is for a moment. His anger is for a moment, but in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. So you have to say, open up your mouth and say, even though all this stuff is happening around me, in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. The word speak the word. And then it goes on to say, Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain to stand strong. You did hide your face, and I was troubled. And so there was a time, it's telling you basically there are times when you'll feel like God is not there. You'll feel like he's far, far away. And so in verse 7 it says, Lord, by your favor you have made my mountains to stand strong. He wants to make your mountains to stand strong today. And it goes on to say, you did hide your face, and I was troubled. And then verse 8 it says, but I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. So I want you to make your supplication unto the Lord today. Verse 9 it says, what profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. God wants to be your helper, but you have to allow him to help you and declare that your mountains are standing strong today. Declare it and decree it, and so it shall be established, right? In Romans 8:26, it tells us that because sometimes we're so overwhelmed that we feel like, and I hear this often, and I know I've been there as well, where you just feel like you can't even pray. You're so overwhelmed and upset and feel so bad about what's happening that you can't even pray. But what does it tell us in Romans 8:26? It tells us that, you know, even when we can't pray, the Holy Spirit will do it for us. So it says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. I love that. So even when you are in those moments when you feel so overwhelmed that you can't even pray, you don't even know what to pray, Romans 8:26, it tells us that the Holy Spirit himself will intercede for us with groanings too deep. Those groanings are so deep, too deep for words, right? So you don't even have to worry about speaking. The Holy Spirit will speak for you. So no matter how you look at this thing, no matter how you look at what's happening, God's got your back no matter what. Even when you can't pray, the Holy Spirit himself will intercede for you on your behalf. He'll make those groanings that are too deep for words. I love it. I love it. Right? So good, and he loves us so much, and he has not forgotten about you. And so it is time for, you know, me to leave. but, you know, I never want to leave the show without praying for you. And so, well, what I want to do, I'm going to do two things. First, I want to play a song for you because I want you to encourage yourself, because sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. David in the Bible, he had to encourage himself. And so I want to play this selection, and then I want you to encourage yourself, and then I'll come back and I will pray us out. Okay? All right, here you go. Encourage yourself today.
are listening to the Fears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.
Yes, family, encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to just encourage yourself. Don't wait around for somebody else to do it. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Amen. And so I do thank you for tuning in today. Ladies, don't forget to join me on Facebook in our private Facebook group, the Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center, where you will be empowered and inspired every day through posts. And we share our stories with each other. We stand in the gap for each other. We are our sister's keeper. So, ladies, please go to Facebook. And go to Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center. It's a private group. I will let you in, and you will be blessed, okay? And so I think I have the link in here as well. But I do thank you so much for tuning in today. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray us out. And I just want you to be encouraged today. I want you to be encouraged. And, Father God, I thank you so much for this time, Lord God. I thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord God, that this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, Lord God, that no matter what's happening around us, no matter what's happening in our life, Lord God, we know that those happenings are temporary. Trouble won't last always, Lord God. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And even in all these things, Lord God, we are more than conquerors, and we thank you today, Lord God. And, Father God, I bless everyone under the sound of my voice, and I thank you for being their joy in the midst of their sadness, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for being that good Father that loves us so much. And for those of them, for those of us who might not have had a good relationship with their biological father, or they might not have even known their biological father, or they might have had a wonderful relationship with their father, but might have lost him. No, I just want them to know right now, Lord God, that you are a father to the fatherless, and we thank you for that, Lord God. You are such a good father, and we love you on today, Lord. And so we thank you this morning that even though we weep last night, because some of us just weep. We cried all night long, Lord God. I ask that you would dry their tears, Lord God. Lord God, you know that I thank you that you keep track of our tears, and so you're aware of what's going on. You're aware of the happenings, Lord God. And so you keep track of our tears. You put the tears in the bottle, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that you keep track, that you know what's going on, and that you will not let us suffer for long, Lord God. And I know for some it seems like it's been a long, long time that they've been suffering, but weeping may endure for a night, but your joy will come in the morning, and I'm declaring that their morning is coming right now in the name of Jesus. Their morning is coming. Nighttime is over. The morning is here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and you are blessing them, Lord God. You are saving them. You are showing them favor, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God, we thank you on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that, you know, even though they might have cried throughout the night, that your joy comes in the morning, and in our prosperity, Lord God, we shall not be moved. I thank you, Lord, that you are making our mountain stand strong, Lord God. So even when we're weak, you are making our mountains to stand strong. You cover us, Lord God. You are healing us, Lord God. You are healing the brokenhearted, Lord God, and you are setting the captives free. And, Lord God, I speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even as their soul prospers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, family. I love you so much. And as much as I love you, know that God loves you more. Nobody's going to love you like your Heavenly Father. Nobody's going to love you like your Creator. No one. No one. But I want you to know that you are dearly loved today. And if you need to reach me, you can email me at tearsinabottle8@gmail.com. Again, I thank you so much for tuning in today. I pray that you have a blessed and marvelous week. And you know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. Somebody asked me, why do you always play that song at the end? Because I play what blesses me. Because I figure if it blesses me, it will bless you. That's why I start the show with the same song and I end on the same song. Well, a different song, but you get what I'm saying. But anyway, I also get a lot of people who say they are blessed. So here we go with Howard Hewitt. I will talk to you next week. Have a blessed week.
Goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.